Well, hello, Elise Castle.
Hey, Mike Jensen.
We just did a tour of my hallway to look at all of my fancy, spooky decorations.
Yeah, and I put it on Instagram stories, but those only last 24 hours, and this won't be out till Saturday.
Oh, okay, so you missed it.
You missed it. You snooze, you lose. Well, I can make it like a memory or something.
Oh, no, it's all right. I mean, I like that it's ephemeral.
Effeminate.
I'm effeminate. It's ephemeral.
What does that mean?
And ephemeral means like fleeting, like here now, and then like the theater is ephemeral. You have to be there to see it, and then it's gone.
Yeah, I didn't get a degree in words. Well, I kind of did. I got one in theater.
Speaking of ephemeral and effeminate, we have Frenemies.
Frenemies.
October 1st, 2000. It's directed by Michael Spiller, written by Jenny Bix. So we got some
oldies, yeah, but a goodies.
Let's see, the DVD recap.
Yeah, don't forget.
Since we forgot last week.
You forgot. I have no part in that.
You didn't remind me, which means you forgot too. Are we getting wiser or just older? I want to pause for a second and say it's a similar question to last week, I feel like. Let's continue. Carrie agrees to teach an evening class on how to meet men, which doesn't exactly go as planned. Miranda has a first date that turns into an open casket wake. She makes the best of it by meeting and dating one of Carrie's ex-boyfriends, even though Carrie warns her he's an A-word. Charlotte and Samantha remain on opposite sides of the fence when it comes to sex, until they find a hole in the fence. That's weird. Someone's being too creative.
What was last week's question?
It was, are we 34 going on 13 or something like that?
Yeah, but this one, yes, it sounds like it's the same, but it's not.
It's not really. I just thought it was funny.
Yeah.
When I looked at the question, I thought, well, that's a similar question.
Yeah.
So basically, we start with cynicism, which means we start with Miranda.
In a city where cynicism is as prevalent as pashmina.
They mean like the pashminas you can buy on the street.
Yeah, they're like $5 for... My mom owns many a pashmina from her visits to New York. And yeah, so she has a first date with a Will O'Connor.
Will O'Connor that she met at Starbucks.
And he's an urban planner. This is very New York TV series.
I mean, I actually know urban planners in Detroit.
Oh, wow.
More than urban planners in New York. Yeah. But also, that dress is like a dress, and then she puts like a mesh overlay top on it. I just didn't like it.
Is that what it was? Oh, I actually really liked it, but I kind of like that look.
Yeah, and then it kind of flashes into seeing like...
We have a quick flash to Samantha and Sebastian.
Yeah, having some real rough sex. And that, why is that whole bed on rollers?
Well, that's a recurring thing. I feel like I kind of mentioned this when we first got to her new apartment, is that she has a new bed and yeah, it's on rollers.
It's very like Fiddler on the Roof in the dream sequence. I feel like I've used this reference before.
I'm sure that's exactly what they were going
but
for.
But you know how in the dream sequence of Fiddler on the Roof when Fruma Sarah comes down with Grandma Zeidel and they spin the bed on rollers?
Yes.
Yeah.
Everyone knows that.
What is this about your daughter marrying my husband?
I don't think that he gets a credit, though. I can't find him in the credits, and I kind of feel like,
you know.
Well,
he didn't have a line. He could have been one of those, like, really well-paid background actors.
Take your clothes off. Mm-hmm. So then we get to Charlotte and Trey. First of all, Trey, we've doubled down on alrighty.
Alrighty.
Yes. He's saying alrighty.
Officially
and
his favorite thing to say.
There's a couple things I thought. So he's, like, saying... You know, Schooner's got the sails up, like he's, like they're having
sex.
Yeah,
there's lots of sailing talk.
However, we've learned from previous episodes that his thing is boobs, right? Like, that's what that magazine was.
Sure.
It was like a big bust, and Charlotte has her bra on. And I get it. It's like for the show.
Right.
But also like...
It is a recurring TV and movie thing that always makes me kind of raise an eyebrow, and... I also am like, if you don't want to take your bra off for every sex scene,
I respect that.
But it is eyebrow raising.
I totally respect that, and I get it. I just feel like in that moment, I was just like, wait, I forgot that I'm watching a TV show. And I'm like, wait, but he's into boobs,
yeah.
So why is your bra
That's
on?
Not helping.
Yeah, that's not helping.
I do like that they're trying.
Yes.
Like, we're finally to a place where they're trying. It's a lot of silly sailing talk, but at least they're trying. Because then when the wind dies, wah, wah. But they're trying.
They're trying.
You go. That makes me happy.
Yeah.
Anything
therapy's
else
that working.
Oh, therapy's working. Yeah.
I mean, they don't say that, but you see it.
Yeah.
So then Miranda gets stood up. He hasn't been there for 3 hours.
Yeah. Well, Carrie's spending every night working. And I'm kind of like, what does
that
mean?
Yeah. Sure. You're wearing a men's blouse with a sweat pant looking out your window, chain smoking while typing.
That's working for her.
Yeah.
So yeah, Miranda's been stood up. Did you notice?
Yeah, she says it. This hasn't happened to me since I'm 27.
Since I'm 27.
And you know, listener Lauren reached out on Twitter and said, like, that she's so glad we brought this up, because this has always been a pet peeve of hers watching the show, is that it happens throughout. And she thought it was just one of the writer's quirky things. And then I talked to our friend Jesse, who's from Staten Island, and he says he,
Jesse's going to be so
I know,
happy
I
you
made
said
sure
name.
That I did this, because I was like... Jesse comes up to me every week after he listens to the podcast and it's like has comments for me. So I listened to our friend Jesse, who reached out. He's from Staten Island, and he said that he, like, people have often like made fun of him for saying I'm 13 or since I'm 13 or since I'm 4.
It's weird. It's grammatically incorrect, but it's just a regional thing.
Yeah, and I've understood the online inline. Like, I got that pretty quickly. I picked up on that. Like, I don't do it, but I'm saying, like, that one wasn't... But this one, I've actually never picked up until this show. I've never, recognized it. And I'm sure I've heard it a lot, but I've just thought in my brain that they've said since I was, or since I... Yeah.
No, since I'm...
Since I'm 27.
So Carrie's teaching a seminar.
Mm-hmm. On where to find men.
Yeah, okay.
Which, at first, I was like, yeah, she could
do
that.
Yeah, this didn't alarm me at all in the moment.
And then... Miranda decides she's going to...
Yeah, Miranda has his phone number.
She's like, you know what?
She's going to call him and confront him.
Yeah, I'm going to call him and confront him. His mom answers the phone.
I do. Even in that moment, I think, okay, what are you going to say to the mom?
Yeah, at first I was like, hello. She's like, and you can tell the mother something happened. Like, you can tell it, like, good phone acting. Because you can tell.
Yeah, true.
And what do you say in that moment when she says, you know...
I don't know how you raised your son, but he just stood me up for a date.
Will died today.
Yeah, it's a bit of a gut punch moment. So we quickly cut to 4 minute brunch.
Their water glasses need to be refilled. That waitress needs to go around with the water pitcher because they are dry.
Least you weren't stood up.
35 and they're dying. We should just give up now.
Well, on the bright side, this could explain why they don't call back.
Samantha brings up they have a reservation at Samba. Is that sushi Samba? They just keep referring to it as Samba.
They just refer to it as Samba. I feel like they probably are referring to sushi Samba because sushi Samba was a very big deal at this moment in time. Mm-hmm. I know that there are restaurants that you have to make reservations at long ahead of time. I just don't eat at those restaurants.
Yeah, we talked about this.
Yeah. So every time we bring this up on the show, I'm like, what restaurant is this?
You know what, though? It is still a thing because there are certain places where it's like, oh, you have a... ABC Kitchen was like that for a long time, where it was like, you can't get in till this time. I've gone out to some really nice birthday dinners and people have been like, sorry, we can't go till 10 because that was the only opening they had.
Remember when I lived in Atlanta, I had a friend that worked at an Italian restaurant where you literally had to have a reservation like 6 months ahead of time. And I remember someone calling and saying like, well, how am I going to know what I'm doing 6 months from now? And my friend being like, well, if you make a reservation, you will know what you're doing 6 months from now. So yeah, I know it exists, but I always think that it's kind of remarkable. We did pass a moment that I want to bring up just because we're establishing a pet peeve of mine.
Okay.
How did he?
Heart attack at the gym.
See? This is why I don't work out.
She works out. That's all.
I mean,
but it becomes a recurring thing of, like, I don't work out.
I have known some, like, really fit-looking people who just were blessed.
Well, that's upsetting.
But yes, that body works out.
So Samantha got a reservation at Samba, and then we get to Charlotte talking about how she and Trey are trying.
Yeah, but he doesn't seem up. Oh, so... in the moment where Samantha says she has a reservation at Samba, she said, I could only get it for 4. Is Trey going to be upset? And Charlotte says, Trey doesn't seem up for much these days. I was wondering if that was like a double meaning, like doesn't seem up for much, but she didn't accent it. So I thought maybe I was just smart and caught on to that.
Sure. It's just that you're smart.
Yeah. Thanking.
and then I love Samantha's, you know, guessing what she's about to say.
Yeah.
We've been trying, you know, to... fuck, whatever, and it's just not getting big and hard. What is this, dirty Mad Libs?
And then she brings up kind of what we were talking about in the last episode,
right? Madonna whore.
The Madonna whore. That's a thing. That's okay. A thing where men either see women as a Madonna, and I don't mean the singer Madonna. I mean the Blessed Virgin Madonna, or a whore that they can't. There are men that can't look at women as multifaceted.
And you didn't like that they were calling Madonna a whore. They weren't.
That's not what they were doing.
Trey sees you as his virginal wife, not his sexual plaything. You're not going to get anywhere until you change how he sees you.
And we'll get more on this as we move along. That the real solution is that you have to see people as everything they are.
Right.
Not as one category or the other. So we get to a bright light date
before
city.
Just something. Why does Samantha always growl? Like at the end of the scene, she's like, I was like, that.
I sort of like that she did it again because it made that one time she did it not a weird one time thing.
Yeah, but now it's weird that she's a person that does that. Also, I can't roll my R's.
I can't really either.
Yeah, you look weird doing that. Don't do that again. That can be a one time thing. Thank you.
The next night, I realized firsthand just how many desperate New York women there actually were out there.
So, yeah, bright light. Date City. This
Here's
is
my
seminar.
Problem with this seminar and with this little storyline here. Carrie comes on stage and has nothing prepared for this. She's made us all aware that she's making $300 off this, which was a good chunk of change, and has absolutely nothing prepared. And then is kind of like, they didn't like me. You had nothing prepared for them.
You really want to go to the very end of the scene.
Well, no, I'm just saying, like, it doesn't, what does it start with?
Well, it starts with a picture you don't like.
Fine.
Which I think is actually not a bad picture. And then we see that it's a very full class.
Right.
Like, people showed up for this class. And then I just wrote, Carrie does her comedy routine. You're right, I'm agreeing with you. I'm just saying, yeah. Like, we can get there. Like, she just does her little bit where she's, like, funny. And then stops. And then that's it. Yeah, she has nothing else to say. The girl of, like, could you be more specific? I also want to say that we have the girl that says, are you married, that asked the question.
Are you married?
I love this because this is a very early credit. This woman's name is Catherine Curtin, and she will go on to have quite a career. She did many episodes of Orange is the New Black. She did many episodes of Stranger Things. She's a recurring actor on the TV show Insecure now.
Oh, wow.
That's all. So that's fun. Yeah. I like it when I sort of recognize someone with one line. And I think, I know that person from somewhere. And then I look it up, and it's because they've gone on to have quite a career. So, kudos, Catherine. And then, yeah, the crowd kind of turns on her.
Well, yeah, and that one girl in the front is like, wait, hold on.
Yeah.
She's older than us. Yeah, but I just feel like, you know.
You wonder what she thought was going to happen.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Like, the thing is I could understand her saying, like, I don't think I have anything to offer these people. But then at least compiling some of her own dating experiences.
Right.
And just going through being like, where have I met men?
Right.
What are things
I've used?
Or like
have 10 examples of like a time that things went right. Or here's a thing that don't smoke a cigarette and look through their fridge and all of their stuff looking for.
She could have even
like
done a comedy
examples.
Routine.
Right.
But still
no,
done
she
it.
Is
yeah.
not prepared. She's not prepared for this class.
Right.
And then we get to her, the pondering as she types, and you're supposed to get wiser. And then the question.
The question, are we getting wiser or just older? I think just older.
Just older.
Yeah.
For sure. I think that that is kind of not true. I think there are things that I am wiser about.
Right.
But I don't think my wisdom is keeping up with my older.
Yeah.
I think one is going faster than the other one. So when we get to Carrie and Miranda at a wake. Well, between the fact that this is Miranda's first wake. And Carrie's never seen a dead body.
And also, I thought the wake was like the after party. I thought this would be considered the viewing.
Yeah, this is more of a viewing. I think a wake is usually what happens like in someone's home.
Right, or like I always thought it was like if there's a brunch after, that's the wake. Because it's like the wake of the.
But I guess maybe it's like all in one, that it's the viewing and the wake happening.
Right, so they're because they do go to a bar.
Right, and the whole like, wow, he's cute.
Well, Miranda makes a comment when they first, or Carrie makes a comment to Miranda when they first get there that they were so hostile talking about the girls in this thing. And once again, I'm like, yeah, you sucked. Like, I would have been pissed too. I would have want my money back. Like, you did nothing.
Yeah.
You just came out there and was like, hey.
Here's my funny
yeah.
1.5 minute set.
Miranda has a huge belt, which was a thing. Not like a like an Ethel Merman belt, but like a huge belt. That was that cinch the waist thing. I remember everything girls back in the early 2000s, not even the early 2000s, like up into 2008, 2009. You would have a baggy shirt and you're like, I don't know how this looks. And you'd be like, just belt it.
Just belt it. Just cinch it.
Just put a belt over it. And there are those stretchy belts that you would just put over everything, and you were convinced it just made you look so great.
Uh-huh. Look at my figure.
Yeah, look at this. Just belt it. And that belt was outrageous.
So this is the after wake party that's happening at a bar, and the whole, like, he had money set aside for this.
It's nice. I'm dead. You're not. Enjoy the buffet. Damn it, I like him even more now. He was organized enough to have a will.
He might have just had a lot of money.
Yeah, that's probably true. But, you know, the foresight.
I feel like if you're a young person who makes a lot of money, you probably have a will and a money manager who just made you do that, maybe.
Maybe. I don't know. That's a different life than I lead. And then we meet Jim.
Who Carrie says she dated a...
Gabrillion? Like some weird...
A grillion. I had never heard it before. I watched this with the captions on.
Okay.
Which I've never done.
So this actor is Dominic. I'm going to say his last name wrong. Famusa.
Okay.
I know him because he was on Nurse Jackie.
All right.
He was Jackie's ex-husband.
And spoiler.
He's pretty dreamy.
That's what you think. I thought... I could tell from the minute when they were talking, like when Carrie and Miranda were talking about him, and Carrie says he's kind of cute, or Miranda says he's kind of cute, Carrie says he's kind of an asshole. I could tell. He has like this creepy smile he does. I could just tell that there's something not...
I like different.
There's a difference between different and creepy. He's creepy. And just, like, gross.
Oh, okay. Well, when Dominic hears this, he's gonna feel bad.
Your hair!
Yeah, I know. I cut it for a real job. I'm an engineer now.
On the railroad?
He was roommates in college with the gentleman that passed away. He's making jokes at the wake... But see, these are all things that I think that's funny.
That's fine. That stuff didn't bother me. He would do this creepy, like, school picture smile randomly. And I was just like, that's not genuine. You eat people.
Yeah.
Very Dexter, maybe that's it.
Okay. I'll take Michael C. Hall also.
All right. Now, you guys, if Mike, now I see why Mike's not dating, because he's going to die. He only wants to date people that murder people.
Sounds good. Gotta have a hobby. So we get to him talking about the competitions that he would have, like he and
Will.
Jim and Will were, well, and this is where we get the term frenemies.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to think if this show invented that term.
I don't know.
I'd never heard it before this. I remember hearing it the first time on this show. But it's certainly, I mean, something that's used kind of not infrequently now.
Right.
He's going to get Miranda a martini. This is just a moment where I think you're not done describing what you want. And this is, this is when he walks away and Carrie says that he's kind of an asshole.
But he seems great.
Oh, sure. That's what I thought, too, when I started dating him. Then when we both knew it wasn't working and I broke up with him, hello, asshole.
He also then, of course, got her martini wrong because she likes onions and not olives. But that's what happens when you just say, I want a martini.
Yeah, she should have said, I want a Gibson.
There you go. And yeah, he's giving a toast in the other room. I don't know. Why is he giving a toast in the other room?
I don't know.
Okay, anyway. And she gives her card.
My email address is on the back, and myself.
She's a lawyer. She gives him her card. I thought that was, like, very business transactional, but maybe she's like, I'm going to step out and be a lady who gets a date.
Yeah, good for her.
Yeah, good for her.
We have another quick Samantha and Sebastian. And these... I think it's, I mean, the direction of it is very funny,
yeah.
I think. We're going to the, we've got to get the bed back to where it was before.
I mean, you can tell that they're obviously not having sex here.
Correct. And that they filmed those back to back.
Right.
Or front to front. Uh-huh. And now we get the whole...
In my mind, throughout this whole episode, they are having sex and that bed's just like rolling through Manhattan.
Oh, I like that.
With them on it. It's just like casually behind every scene.
I think why I like the moving bed is that it feels... sort of symbolic of Samantha.
I'm just worried it's going to fall through that window.
I don't think the window goes all the way to the floor,
or
does it?
Or break something. I mean, put the brake on.
And really the whole Samantha and Sebastian thing is just set up for Samantha to sort of, in this moment, flaunt her casual sex life.
Right.
I'm telling you, we almost broke the bed.
You can't break a bed.
What does this stallion do for a living?
I'm not sure.
And Charlotte can't take it anymore. Charlotte's very upset about it. And... it's no one's at their best in this scene.
No, they're at the cafe. Cafe.
They're at the cafe. Cafe.
And Charlotte
has her whole thing of like, sex is something between
a man and a woman who love each other. Well, she doesn't do the heteronormative thing.
I was gonna say, was she heteronormative about it?
No.
Sex is something special that's supposed to happen between two people who love each other.
Yeah, Samantha can't take it, and she says, "Hey, Mrs. Softy, at least I'm getting laid."
Yeah,
wanted an ice cream cone real bad.
Yum. Neither of them is behaving well. They're both kind of in the bad.
And when she leaves, she does Charlotte like juggles her menu for a minute.
I know she does.
Why didn't she just put it down?
I think that it's a frantic thing. I think it's a
her I get just, it, but it you know, made me laugh.
Yeah, and you can forget Samba, and then when the other girls won't get involved, and like maybe the two of you can forget about Samba too. And it's just, I mean, we get to it in the very next scene right away. But
can
it's
we talk
so
about my
petty.
Favorite quote of Samantha's?
What's that?
That girl needs a stick out of her ass, a dick in her coochie, pronto. Am I right?
I'm gonna have t-shirts made.
Not getting involved.
I'm with her. You know what? I don't need this. Maybe you guys should forget Samba too.
Yeah, and that's the scene just sort of ends there, and then yeah. we get to Miranda and Carrie. Like, we knew this was coming, and I guess if you think about this series up until now, we've had moments where we're almost there. We're like, Samantha and Charlotte are not seeing eye to
right.
eye. And so I think that it does make sense that in this moment, it's just gone too far.
But they're both just like, we're going to stay out of it.
Yeah, they're going to stay out of it. And I think that it's, I don't think that, Charlotte doesn't love the sex talk, but I think that because she's in a vulnerable place is just why it means more to her in this moment.
Yeah, it doesn't happen much more that I'm older now, but there were times, in my early 20s where there was one person who pissed someone off in the group and, you just... That's what you have to do. You have
right.
to stay out of it.
It's going to be fine eventually. You
right.
just don't deal with it. Miranda wants to go out with Jim and kind of wants permission.
And Carrie's like, he's an a-hole.
And he so needs to be voted off the island.
Is that a Survivor reference?
That's a Survivor reference.
That's what I
but
thought.
This is very early Survivor.
Right.
So this was Sex and the City getting in right there.
What
and
year
I feel
was
like
this?
This was 2000. Survivor was 99 was the
okay.
first Survivor?
Yeah.
I could be wrong about that.
All I remember about Survivor is having a friend who was really into Survivor, Marquesas. Was that a thing?
I think
I just remember him being like, Marquesas, like all the time screaming.
I watched the finale of the first season because I feel like
is
everyone.
It still on?
It's still on. Yeah, yeah. They do
like Grays.
Themes and stuff like that. Survivor and Grays going
what's that?
Strong.
It's Grey's Anatomy.
Grays. So Charlotte goes sex shopping. I really like that Charlotte is doing this.
I do, too.
It feels very un-Charlotte, but in a good way.
I'm going to get him to notice me, Carrie. I have to.
Yeah, and Charlotte's saying how she wants something like Call Girl meets Park Avenue, and Carrie's like, well, then you're going to need a cardigan.
Yeah, I like that.
Charlotte says, I need him to see me sexually, and Carrie says, I'm not sure I do. This is much more a Samantha job. Once again, not a job for the sex columnist,
yeah,
Carrie.
No, the sex columnist cannot get involved in someone's
no,
sex life.
In their lingerie.
But I do, but I think the first half of that, I think, is kind of just a silly joke. The whole, like,
right.
I'm not sure I do.
Right.
The second thing I think is her saying,
right, you should reach out,
reach
to,
out
Samantha.
To Samantha.
I just wanted to play on the fact that Carrie just can't with
Carrie,
a sex shop.
Yeah.
Also, those bloomers that she pulls up with, like, the. Crotch.
Are we looking at
without
the see-through
the
ones? Yeah.
The ones where it's like very big. They're like
uh-huh.
very big white yeah. underwear with just no crotch. Those are very like Renaissance.
They are. There's definitely a connection. I feel like it was a comedian once that was talking about the connection between like, I'm going to use the word deviant, but I don't necessarily mean that in a bad way, but like deviant sex and the Renaissance fair. It's a very blurred line right
yes.
there. So Samantha's also shopping.
She's also shopping for scarves.
Yeah, we get into a little tug of war over a scarf.
Let it go. No one gets hurt.
And this is where we meet Claire Anne.
And how do I know Claire Anne?
Well, she's played by Jane Summerhays. She is a theater
okay.
woman as well. Like, she was Tony nominated for Me and My Girl back in the day.
Probably actually how I know
Probably
her.
Probably actually how you know her. And I love her. I think that she's terrific.
Yeah, she's great. I wrote Southern Samantha.
I think I was holding it first. I know Taekwondo.
I know the manager.
You're spunky. I like spunky women.
We're a dying breed.
No kidding.
Yeah, so she'll give her the scarf if she shows her where to get a stiff drink in a dark room. And we get the done and done. I feel like this is a thing now. Like, I say this to people. I remember at one point saying, like, done and done. I'm not saying they invented that. But I know when I said it, thinking, why do I say that? And it's definitely from watching this episode. So we get to Miranda and Jim on a date.
Carrie wasn't sure that we would get along.
She knew me a long time ago. I've changed.
Yeah, he's like acknowledging it.
Right. And in Miranda's mind, all of this is like, this is going really well.
Right.
And it is. It ends well. They want to see each other again. So we get to Carrie washing her bras in the sink.
Hello? Hey,
It's me.
Oh, thank God. I thought it was a learning annex bugging me about my next class.
When's that?
12th and never gonna happen.
So people asked for refunds after her last class. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a bad class.
It was awful.
It's really terrible. Yeah. We were not prepared.
No. And Miranda drinks chock full of nuts.
Yeah.
I feel like that's the decaf can though.
Oh,
loser.
I wonder. Maybe it's an afternoon cup of coffee.
No, then she needs to get dressed. and here's something I hate.
Yeah, I know. I know exactly what you're going for.
So Carrie's like self-deprecating and Samantha goes,
oh, easy. That's my friend you're talking about there.
That wasn't what I thought you were going to say.
Oh, I hate that quote. When people are like, I feel so fat. Like Mike was like, I feel fat. And I'm like, hey, Mike, be nice. That's my friend Mike you're talking about. Vomit.
I thought you were going to talk about how when she says they had a great date, they closed the restaurant.
Oh, no, I wrote, we took so long, we closed the restaurant. I just wrote, you suck.
Yeah, that's not romantic.
No, that's not romantic. That's terrible.
Don't close the restaurant.
Because everyone's just standing there waiting for you.
Everyone's just waiting for you to go.
Unless you get there at 10 and the restaurant closes at 11 and like... you're the only one there because no one's going into the restaurant.
And you leave at 11:01?
Yeah,
fine. That's fine. No, don't close the restaurant. Yeah, they're going out again. And she sort of just says, like, I don't like that I'm dating someone that you don't like. Like, we should all go out together.
Question, what do you know about this guy? You've been on one date with him.
What do you know about him? It's been 8 years. Think about the drink.
And then Charlotte decides.
Charlotte meets with her sorority sisters.
From Kappa Kappa Gamma.
Now, did you, the thing that is mentioned about this...
the martini glass is humongous?
That is true. We've already established that Charlotte went to Smith, and there are no sororities at Smith.
All right. Well, I don't think anyone would, like, know that unless they went to Smith.
Well, okay. I'm just saying. It's like, literally mentioned as, like, three different places that
I looked.
So I thought that I should bring it up.
Well.
But, yeah, anyway, so she's meeting with her sorority sisters.
This
drinking
is the first
giant...
time that this show has not been accurate. About something in real life. Yeah, she's meeting with her sorority sisters. Kappa Kappa Cappuccino, Kappa Kappa Grandma. They're making lots of Kappa Kappa jokes.
Right. And it's the Married Old Gals Club. And Charlotte's on her third martini. And yeah, if you had a third one of those big martinis, especially if you're, I'm guessing she's about like 100 pounds soaking wet.
Yeah, those are huge glasses.
And she's drunk.
And she's drunk, and she starts going off about...
I mean, don't you ever just want to be really pounded hard, you know?
You know?
I love this.
And I love when the one girl goes, yeah, we're eating. Like, we can't hear about sex while we're eating. Like, that's like... sometimes I'm bad at that, and I'll start talking about, like, really disgusting things. And people are like, we're eating. And fine, I understand it, because sometimes I can get disgusting. But it's not about sex. It's about, like... like, poop.
Right. Yeah. And I, once again, I really like this moment. And it's Charlotte, I think, sort of realizing that she's changed.
Yeah, she's being the Samantha in the crowd of Charlotte's.
I like it.
Yeah.
I like that. I like it too.
And it makes Charlotte look less goody-goody. And that happens. I still am very close with my girlfriends from high school. Mostly because they've married into my family. In some way or another. And that's not the only reason. I love them, you know. And those girls and I, when we get together, it's like nothing has changed. But there are some friends of mine that I'll see, even friends I met later in life, and we get together and I'm like, oh, I was a completely different person then, or I don't identify with you anymore.
Yeah, they're just things that change. And I once again, I like that she's recognizing the Samantha in her.
Yeah.
She probably isn't thinking that.
No.
But so then we get to Samantha and Claire Ann. They're out for drinks, not in a dark room.
No, Claire Ann is a bit much.
Yeah, Samantha invites her to Samba and mentions the reservations for four. Part of me is like, you're going to ignore your two/three best friends and like take out this strange woman and then cruise for some strange guys to come with you.
Well, I think she's having a moment of like, those women don't appreciate me and this woman does.
Yeah. And I think that you have those moments where like in the moment you think, you know what? This is a much better idea.
Right.
And that's probably not really, but you're making some drunk plans. So they sit down with the two random guys.
I could just eat you up.
Yes, I could.
I'm gonna eat you up.
And she gives the most aggressive under table beach, which I don't even think is a thing. No one cares.
Yeah,
everyone's just like walking by. I mean, the full table is just like bouncing up and down. It's a lot.
And the one person who does care, Samantha.
Well, yeah, she's probably like, you're embarrassing me.
Yeah, and if you can embarrass Samantha sexually, yeah, the blonde guy's very disappointed. The dark-haired guy's very happy.
Well, I don't know. I think he's having this moment of like, I don't think this is appropriate, but like, whatever.
Yeah.
Like, what a weird thing.
And then that's when we have the flip side. We see that Samantha has a little bit of Charlotte in her. And I just like it. We're all more similar than we are different.
Yeah, but I don't think walking out because the girl you just met is giving an under-table beige that's rocking the whole table is making you a prude.
Don't ruin the moment, Elise.
I'm just saying.
So Carrie's meeting Jim and Miranda for drinks.
Mm-hmm.
She has a big butterfly necklace.
Oh, huge. It's a butterfly chest piece.
It really is.
Yeah. They're talking about an amazing poetry reading, which I'd bomb town. Bringing that one back again.
Jim orders Miranda another glass of wine.
Don't invite me to a poetry reading.
Okay, I won't.
Thank you.
And things just go bad quickly.
I lost track of you, but I always read your column. It's really good.
Maybe I've been wrong. Jim seemed kind, funny, attentive.
There's a lot of sex in there.
It creeps in.
You didn't seem to know too much about sex when we were dating.
And still an asshole.
Yeah. It goes from they're having an okay time to like him just pulling the mask off and he's still an asshole.
And then they just say asshole 40 times. They just keep saying the word asshole over and over again to each other.
Well, maybe that's because you're an asshole.
I'm an asshole. She's the asshole.
And then, we get to the street and the I told you so.
Yeah.
And I did write down, there are plenty of other assholes out there.
Yeah.
Which is very true. So Charlotte emerges.
What in God's name are you wearing?
I know, Trey does not take it well.
It is probably the most elegant lingerie.
Yeah.
It's a full-length gown.
Yeah. It's sexual because it's see-through. But it's very pretty. Like, for what it is, it's actually quite classy. So it looks like Samantha via Charlotte.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And she takes it off, and he's still not sure.
And all of his stuff of, like, you're my wife, that's not you.
This is me. I'm not a Madonna, and I'm not a whore. I'm your wife, and I'm sexual, and I love you.
That's what we're talking about. That's the Madonna whore thing. And that's, like, the coming together of those two personalities. Mm-hmm. If he's able to look at his wife as also a sexual being, that's the issue, is that he's not able to do that. Except for about a minute and a half that night.
I think we have a stiff breeze.
That night, Trey successfully screwed his wife for a full minute and a half before the wind died.
Charlotte calls Samantha.
Oh, she calls Samantha and she's like, we had sex for a minute and a half.
And she's very supportive.
Oh, honey, that's great. I knew you could do it.
Thanks.
Oh, hey, don't forget Samba Friday night.
Just like that, they're friends again. Yeah, and then Carrie's teaching her second class. It's a much smaller class.
Right, and there's a big flower, but it's more of a belt.
Okay.
And she says to them, you know where you're not going to meet a guy?
At the Learning Annex.
Let's go. So she takes them to a bar, spends the money on the drinks, and is helping them. And it's really cute. And I'm like, I want a Carrie.
It is. You want a Carrie.
I want her to take me out and show me how to get a date.
I mean, we won't get into like how to meet a guy or how to meet a girl in this podcast too much. But it is. I do think that if you're...
No, because we're obviously not very good at it, Mike.
Qualified ones. But you have to try. Like, you can't go to a learning annex. You also can't, like, stand in a tight-knit group with your friends and not talk to anybody.
You also refuse to respond to OkCupid messages.
That is very true. Every time Elise gets a notification, she says, good luck.
A notification saying, like, so-and-so someone likes you. Yeah.
Good luck with that. Yeah, so they go out and
she's thing.
It's, you know, her saying, go talk to that guy. That guy looked at you. Go do this. And yeah, that's actually useful information, Carrie. Thank you. You could have actually said that in class form had you prepared ahead of time.
Right. Like, had some situations. Made some hypothetical situations.
Right. So there you go.
Invited some of those losers that you've dated on the stage and said, like, hey, Ben, remember when I smoked in your fridge? Why don't you come up here?
Tell the girls that you shouldn't do that.
Yeah.
So I couldn't help but wonder how she was so fully unprepared to teach a class.
You just stole that from me. You, like, stole that from something I brought to the table. I'm not going to use that because I'm not a thief. I couldn't help but wonder if Carrie has neck problems from all of her costume jewelry.
That's a good one. Yeah, I also just really quickly want to say the whole those who can't do teach. It's a terrible saying. People, you can do and you can teach. And teachers, in fact, can do. And that's how they became teachers.
Yeah, anyway,
a moment for, like, teachers.
I know, like, very, very, very successful people in my life who are getting offers to do all the time. And they no longer want to do. they want to just teach because they found that the doing no longer fills them anymore and the teaching does.
There you go. Shout out to teachers.
Shout out to teachers.
So we are coming towards the end of this season. I think we only have 2 episodes left.
And we're coming towards our 1-year anniversary.
I know. We are almost to our 1-year anniversary. Just a pre-warning. We will be taking a couple of weeks off when this season is over.
2.
Maybe 3.
Maybe 3.
We'll confirm that. But, you know, we're going to be coming up to, like, Thanksgiving time and all of that. So we'll keep you posted as far as that goes. But, yeah, we'll be back for 2 more episodes and a recap in the next 2 weeks.
Bye.
Bye.
You can visit us at WeCouldn'tHelpButWonder.com, like us on Facebook, and follow us on Instagram, all at WeCouldn'tHelpButWonder with no caps, no spaces, and no punctuation, and Twitter at WCHBWPodcast. You can follow Elise at Evie Castle and me at MikeJensen77. Special thanks to Patrick Hines. Make sure you check out TheaterPodcastProductions.com to see all the work that he does. We would love it if you would share this podcast with someone. Put a link on Facebook or tell a friend. Take a moment and rate us on Apple Podcasts, or even better, write a review. And don't forget to change your settings to play in sequential order. Join us next week for what goes around comes around.
Rosie is still looking at me. I'm sorry. Mike has that Rosie O'Dowell. I don't know, but it's just caught me off guard.
If you wake up and it's just sitting on your chest.
You or Rosie?
Rosie, definitely.
Okay. Wait, before also we get to that, there's a quote, one person's asshole is another person's a-hole.
Yeah.
I don't know why I wrote that. What does that mean? Was that
in there? I don't
even
know what it means.
I don't know, but if it's in the show, put that in, because I like that quote. Why do I have Uncle Ted's ass?
That was the name of his band.
That's right. That his name's, yeah, and I like that. I
but
really
in general,
do.
I want you to, every once in a while, just say to me, why do I have Uncle Ted's ass?
Yes, that was the name of his band, and I think I want to name, like, if I ever have a cat, I want to name it Uncle,
Uncle Ted's ass.
Yeah.
Just call it Uda.
Uda Hagen?
Yeah.
What is Uda? Why is your cat's name Uda Hagen? Well, it actually stands for Uncle Ted's Ass Hagen. And also because of the, like, brilliant acting instructor.
Exactly.
But mostly.
You couldn't choose.
We couldn't choose.
So it's Uda Hagen. Uncle Ted's Ass Hagen. Is that a thing? Is that how one usually?
I mean, I've washed lots of things in the sink, especially when you don't have a dishwasher. I mean, that would be good.
I mean,
you'd
if
have
you
to
had
wash
a dishwasher,
dishwasher,
that's where you would wash your clothes, obviously.
My mom once washed my shoes in the dishwasher because she heard it was a thing.
I think I've heard of that,
and
actually.
And then it shrunk my shoes. Oh. Yeah, it is a thing because they're, especially those look super delicate.
Mm-hmm.
And if you put things in the washing machines, you know, you have to hand wash things.
Yeah
hand wash only.
I just don't wear bras, so that's why I'm asking. I know, I'm getting there.
Yeah, why did I write there's a lot of sex in there?
Because he mentions her sex column. So she mentions her column.
Oh, yeah.
And he says that he read it and there's a lot of sex in there. And it is called Sex in the City.
Right. And I was like, is there? Because there may not be.
Asshole castle.
All right. Now we're going back to my childhood.
There are plenty of other assholes out there.
Yeah.
Which is very true.
Mike's got one.
Okay.
See? You can't make fun of me, and then I can't say something and you get mad about it. Yeah. And he says, you know, I think we have a stiff breeze.
That's also a double entendre. But really, it's a single entendre, really.
Why is it a double entendre?
Because he's talking about sailing, but he's really talking about his penis.
Oh, yeah. Duh. I'm not that stupid.
Well...